This is a session with Chad, recorded on October 17th, copyright 2011, New Grandview Incorporated, all rights reserved, and we're starting at 10:50 a.m. Hawaii time. Greetings, Ion.
Good afternoon.
Hello, Ion.
Hey, number one.
Hey. I want to tweak the triangulation a bit, and still coming up off. I even got, you know, I got bigger graph paper and got a nice drafting table and, you know, precise instruments. Still coming up off. And
so off, when you say off, by a degree?
Here's one example. The, what is it, the euro? Yeah, the euro / Canadian ended up being in actuality 1.407, and I had triangulated to 2.4.
So, 2.4.
Yeah.
That would mean that the euro would have doubled, or the Canadian dollar would have been non-existent.
Yeah.
Okay, did you work it backwards?
Well, let's talk about working it backwards so I can get that as a working tool.
Oh, okay, that's easy. 2 + 2 = 4,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And you know 4 is, because that's mm-hmm. what it said, but you're not so sure about 2 and 2. So you divide everything by 2, and then 2 = 4/2, and you check your work. You have to balance on your equal sign.
Yes. So if I have a 2.4 and I want to work back from the 2.4.
Then that tells you exactly what your problem is. If you're exactly off by 1,
mm-hmm.
you have mismarked your C point. You've caused the you've moved X indiscriminately 1 too high. So that's pretty obvious now, isn't it?
Move the x-axis or move the intersection points of C too high?
That's the same thing.
Yeah, okay. I mean.
Yes and yes, yes. So when you get it spot on, typically where you run into trouble is like in the thousandth digit, like when you're calculating pips on the Forex.
Mm-hmm.
That's normally where you get it, and that's just being sloppy. You see what I mean? Because when you get it to a thousandth, you got to be pretty precise. But if you're missing it by a whole integer, then your whole X is too high by 1. So that'll focus on that point of C. So you really look at C and see where you fucked it up, like starting the sine wave, the cosine wave, to the right or to the left of your C. Because remember, you're going opposite.
Mm-hmm.
So your cosine would be 1 behind.
But it wasn't off by a whole 1 integer. It was off by 1.014.
Well, okay, very good. But if you were off by 0.14, you'd know where to look, wouldn't you?
Off by 0.14, look to the thousandths.
Right, because that's where you're. It's your landing point.
Right.
Well, but if that were the case, you'd be on to something. But if it's 1.04 or 1.0002, you could work with that.
Okay.
But if it's a whole integer, then you know you've got an issue with X.
Okay, but it's not a whole integer. So to work back from my 2.4.
Clean up your X, and then you're off by 0.014. Then you can look at your intersection points.
Okay, and could I be off on this because of the...
Yes.
Plotting of the whole integers
issue
with the perspective, Okay.
Yeah, ratio and perspective.
Right.
But see, we could spend another hour or two saying that, but you got that. And it's just taking care of it, okay? Maybe if you could do this, do the dumbed-down version of this, okay? Do it different, like a Canadian dollar to a gallon of milk. See, do it something like where you're easy plotting 1, 2, and 3, and get real comfortable with the function. Because what you're doing is you're gauging the is's and the arnesses based on ratioed outcomes that you're having trouble with perspective. But if you could get something just stupid easy that you could work with, then you could see your work, know your math is correct or your function is appropriate, and then you can get fancy with it.
Okay, so if I did Canadian dollar to a gallon of milk, would I still be using the Maybank for the future variable?
Absolutely.
Okay. And then I
can unless you can know what tomorrow's milk price is going to be today. But if you could do that, you wouldn't need to triangulate it, would you?
Right.
Okay.
So if I want to, so I could do that for A, and then for B, go with something that has a zero value. Wouldn't that make it even more dumbed down?
You could. You could do a gallon of milk and a gallon of milk.
Well, that's one, okay.
No, it is not. A gallon of milk and a gallon of milk is not one, it's zero.
So if I was exchanging a gallon of milk for a gallon of milk, okay, so
it wouldn't be, you wouldn't have to put a dollar with it.
Okay.
Would you? Oh, well, I don't know. Y'all are Canadians. You may do shit like that. I don't know. It's logical. And queue up to do it. That's the rest of the story.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. And see, now do you see how we said that? Swapping a gallon of milk for a gallon of milk. You said, no, that'd be one. And now, look, you're off by one.
Yeah.
So that's interesting, isn't it?
Right. So when I go, even if I'm working with these integers, so I go with these whole numbers, and let's say I have 3 for my gallon of milk to Canadian, and then I have 0 for my gallon of milk to gallon of milk, and then I have something for my C value that equals 5 on the x-axis. So
right.
Now when I go to plot my sine and cosine.
Or even if you made it 10, just to be crazy even.
Okay. But when I get to plotting my sine and cosine waves, the intersection of those may not end up on a whole number. That's the thing. Like, it ends up on, like, you know, some kind of decimal position at the intersection points.
Well, describe what you're talking about, the intersection points.
The intersection, okay, so for the A value, where its sine and cosine wave intersect?
No, now you're not worried about that. You're plotting. You're plotting. Plot. And if they're on whole numbers, then your sine and cosine, you just work that perfunctory. You just lay it out and just plot each one individually. So where they land, you're just counting the number of times they intersect. You don't even care where they intersect, do you?
Well, up to this point I did, because the intersection, the formula I have, the intersection inside the triangle for A, let's say, of the sine and cosine, that could land up, you know, counting up, and it would be like, you know, 2.5 is the position. So you're saying it doesn't matter where it intersects, it matters how many times it intersects.
Right. It's either when you can plot it, and if it's inside the triangle, you count that differently, don't you, than outside?
Right, but I'm talking about inside the triangle. Sine and cosine intersect inside the triangle. I'm taking the value of where they intersect at.
Right.
And what I'm saying is
them times each other. It is, but if they're weird, if those amounts are odd, you can still multiply it very easily, can't you?
Yeah.
Well,
so but,
don't fret with that. Just do it. In
no,
the
but the issue
of
is,
it,
okay, if it intersects, like, between the squares, where it's not exactly on the square, then I have to eyeball to see the intersection.
Oh, no. Ratio and perspective would give you an exact answer because you had an exact figure to be able to plot it. So if you're finding a point on an arc or a curve, you have simple formularies to calculate that, don't you?
Okay, so, okay, typically what I've noticed when I'm doing all the triangulations, where the intersection is for, let's say for A, where the intersection of the sine and cosine are, it always lands at the quarter pi. They intersect on the quarter pi of the wave, and then the next intersection will be quarter pi plus half pi.
Right.
So it always lands on a quarter.
That's right.
So that's what you mean. Okay.
That's because pi is changing.
Really? That is caused by the change in pi?
Yes.
So you're saying the reason why the intersection point always lands on quarter pi is because pi is changing?
It's because your pi is the wrong pi.
Okay, so I'm seeing the effects of the wrong pi.
Ew.
Is that causing my end result to be off?
Not yet, but when you get more detailed with it, it will.
So even using my incorrect pi, I can still hit the mark?
Yeah, of course you can.
Okay. Will there be a sign or something telling me the day when to switch to the new pi?
Well, you'd say, if you know it, do it now.
You've given that to me.
It is 3.1415. Come on.
156?
No, come on now. This ain't horseshoes and hand grenades. That's what you're doing now. Pi today is 3.1415926. And the 6 repeats itself to infinity and beyond. Actually, you could take it on down to a millionth or 100 points if you want to. You know this.
Yeah.
And we told you what new pi was, did we not?
Yeah, I have it in my notes somewhere.
Well, then that's where the answer is, isn't it?
Yeah. And this is the one that's not infinite. It stops after a few digits.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Okay, I'll work with that.
Good.
So the next thing is, last time we talked about the carbon diamond processor.
Oh, goody. We're glad you got to that, because triangulation's old school.
Yeah.
But you better hurry and get that done, or it's going to be obsolete.
What, the triangulation or the processor?
Yes and yes.
Okay.
Bob's moving fast now. Let's give you a little update, because you're number one, okay? Number one gets this gratis. Here's the thing. You human creators, you've come in here, you've created everything, okay? But now you've created a chip body that you're not using adequately, appropriately, significantly, okay? So now we've taken that over. So we've invaded chip body. So now it's caveat emptor. You're on your own. And you'll figure it out or not. We don't care. Y'all already didn't use it, so apparently it's not a big to-do. Okay? Now that's lifted or tripped into physical, or what Bob calls chemical body interactions. Okay?
Yeah.
And so you've noticed this. I mean, you have these type of anomalies, so it's not too odd for you. But we want to give it to you firsthand that you started the clock. Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. You started the clock. And in you starting the clock, guess what's happened? What's happened is that now there is a sense of urgency that, well, now Bob calls it just ridiculous, impertinent lack of patience on non-physical's part. And we could give a happy fuck what Bob thinks. It's okay with us, see, no problem. He's young and eternal, he'll get over it. But he's still trying to figure it out, and that's great fun because lots of stuff seems to be flowing. So, just so you know, okay, they have the 99, the 99, we are the 99%, the ones, the little men mm-hmm. that aren't going to make it. Well, we don't give a fuck about them anymore. We give a fuck only about the one.
Right.
Okay? And you get that, and that's why you have our full attention. That's also why we show up all the time helping you with your code that you think you're very brilliant with, but you're too clever by half. But somehow when you turn loose of it, we always seem to help, and you think it's you. But we are you. So that's logical, isn't it?
Yeah.
Good. In your relations of how you respond, that shifted and changed in you as well, okay? You're almost on it about something, and you don't even know the point of what you're on about. It's almost like a drive to calculate something or figure out something or work with something. it's even a little more tenacious than it used to be, because you're a horrible workaholic anyway. But
mm-hmm.
now it's even more driven.
And yeah.
That's from us, not from you. You just soon go take a nap, and that's okay too. But the drive, it comes from us because you started the clock, not us. But yet we are in the confines of that TikTok experience that you caused. That they don't call it Jubilee for nothing. All right, so now in the Jubilee, we got this now. You just hang on. In Jubilee, this is the point of your carbon-based crystalline stratted processor or access of RAM. That's what you mean, is it not?
Yeah.
Okay. So now this is the part where did you get all that other stuff? Now we won't have to do that again ever one more time. You got all that?
Yeah, got it.
Okay. Because we won't do it again. Good.
Mm-hmm.
So next, what you want to know?
Okay, so you say I started a clock. Is this
mm-hmm.
clock counting down to the total merging of the bodies?
Oh, no, they're already merged. The clock ticking down is the essence of this place of power you've engaged. And the reason we can tell you all about that is because you've already accomplished it. See, we say you're done. You're good. You got it. No problem. But you're still trying to take that as an R-ness, meaning you know what is, and now instead of being in the is-biz, it becomes a wonderful isness instead of business.
Okay. So the the role of the carbon diamond RAM in the Jubilee is a physical activator. A physical activator of the merging.
When you start changing the moles and the hardness scale of crystalline strata, and you start taking ultraviolet or just regular ambient light, and you shorten the spectrum beams of how they cast of a prism effect for the dividings of light, and they become shorter. You damn straight, it's going to cause a change and a shift. And we just want you in place so when the place is, you notice it. Because if you're not in the place when it is, you're going to go around the mountain, probably the long way. We were just trying to say that it probably won't suit you.
Okay. So getting me into place for this, does that involve me designing this this RAM?
No, you don't design anything. It designs you.
Okay, so...
No, and that's not okay. Don't let it go. Come on, Bob. Bob! Just second, number one. Hold on just a minute.
Okay.
Bob!
I'm busy entertaining Carolyn, yes.
Wow, what the hell are you doing? Get in here. Don't let him drop this. He's going to fuck this up if you don't get in here right now and straighten out this mess. So get in here. Now.
Well, I'm sort of listening.
We don't care what you're doing.
Yeah,
it's now time to do this. So here's what you need to do. He's saying, okay, and we just have to stop then. I mean, that's telling non-physical to have an orgasm, take a break. It's Miller time. Well, don't let the OKs go. Jump in here and develop this now to where you can.
Yeah, Chad, don't let the OKs go.
No,
well,
you got to jump in and say, whoa, it's not okay. Ion, what the hell are you talking about? You babbling all this boogly-boogly shit. Nobody knows what you're talking about. It's ridiculous.
So, Ion.
I was asking for if I can squeeze the lemon.
Has the change in the speed of light that's going through the crystals?
Yes.
Is that
yes.
What's changing?
Yes.
What's...
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. That's exactly correct, but you've not noticed that yet. That is an R-ness. And
how Bob was entertaining me before.
I'm big flim. I said, "Well, look, four geckos. Let me drown four geckos.
Drown four
the
geckos."
The change in the speed of light. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Through crystals of what? Now there's a question I've got.
As the light
diamond.
Shines through
carbon.
Through diamond crystals, then it changes the crystal.
Carbon. Just well, they're not diamond crystals; they're just carbon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you
and
establish
it,
how
it,
the
and
light
and
change.
It,
well, I guess you don't need me anymore, eh? You got Carolyn.
Well,
I can leave.
We much prefer Carolyn over you, Bob. So any day, that's right.
You, Bob.
So
you.
If you could get,
okay.
So if you could get light to go through a piece of coal, it would have the same abstract effect, wouldn't it?
Through coal, yeah.
Carbon, isn't
is it
one
is.
Type of carbon superior to another type of carbon? Nope, just a structure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, coal becomes a diamond eventually anyway.
Well, so you could say, okay. And isn't it interesting that now all of a sudden diamonds were very, 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 very expensive and important and all that kind of blah, blah, blah. And now you can't hardly give them away, can you?
No.
Nobody
okay.
wants them. But yet they had value, but nobody wants them. So now they don't have value.
Okay, so you just said something there, though, about I'm not designing it, it's designing me.
Right.
I'm designing the RAM processor or the...
No, you are not. You haven't done anything. It's designing you. We just wanted you to catch up to you, so when it's
okay, so
done
you're,
designing...
Then you're telling me the schematic for this thing that is designing me.
Yes.
Okay. And it involves the way that light flows through carbon.
No, that's not what a microprocessor or a processor does, is it?
Okay, so you're saying that because of the change in the wavelengths of light going through carbon,
yep.
Now it's available to use
yeah.
for this RAM.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so now in a processor, if I handed you a hard drive and I said, okay, wipe it. Describe exactly that process.
Well, one way is to take a very strong
magnet. We don't care about one way. We're talking about your way.
Well, it depends. Like, if you're giving it to me to be, like, deleted, then I would run the zero right. I would write zeros all over the hard drive.
Uh-huh. And it's not, but that. But you want the information, though, don't you?
Well, if I'm wiping it, do you want me to wipe it? What do I want the information for?
Oh, that's the, there's your trouble. This information that begets information, you want it all. You throw away, dispose of no thing. You'll use it.
So I'm taking the information
else,
from tachyonically. The hard drive. Okay, so I'm taking the information off the hard drive and creating a fresh, clean hard drive with total available space. That's what you
well,
by
maximum. You're maximizing the capacity of the hard drive as it stands, based on its gigs or whatever you want to call them, terabytes.
Hey, typically, wipe. Someone hands me a hard drive. It says wipe the hard drive. They mean get rid of everything that's on it. They're not telling me to save the information.
Yeah, but what we're telling you to do, if somebody tells you to do that, save the information and then wipe it.
Okay.
So are we saving new information on these new wavelengths in some way, these new light wavelengths?
Yes, but that's exactly what's taking place, dear, but you got to capture them. Because, see, we would say that's already taking place, you just can't figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're talking about, that now you've started the clock, which allows this tick-tock to experience, to be
mm-hmm.
experienced. But you've got to line up you so it fits, so you notice it. You know, it's almost like the angstrom effect, number one.
Very, very pico tiny.
Oh, yeah, Pikachu. That's exactly right, very tiny. So until you get to a place where you can capture that tininess, then you would know it.
Okay.
You
so am I going to have
it.
To work with
and you couldn't prove it. But if you could capture it, then you could ask enough questions to the point that it would absolutely be undisputable.
So while I'd be looking at coal under a microscope and watching the waves of light pass through it?
You don't have to. You certainly can.
Will that serve this process of me getting...
It's like chicken soup when you got the sniffles. We don't know if it'll make it better, but it couldn't hurt.
Couldn't hurt. Okay. Do you recommend a bang-on efficient way to witness this capturing?
Yeah, with your lying eyes.
With lying eyes?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if they're lying, what's the point?
Well, validation, what's the point?
Okay, so to validate to the lying eyes, so the lying eyes can witness that the wavelengths of light are changing?
Do, because they already are, but you can't, until you can prove it, they aren't.
Okay.
We could tell you something all day long as Pico, but until you could prove it for you, it isn't. And even if somebody else tells you that it was, and you trust them, and then you find out they're a damn liar, you're right back where you were, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
So you got to get it to the point where even you got to get it, and then you got to get into a position when the idiots get a hold of it and go, this is ridiculous. There's nothing to this. This is a bunch of puffery, blah, 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 blah. You could say in a hypothesis, with this outcome and this outcome and this taking place and this taking place and this taking place, here it is. And they go, oh, well, that's interesting. There's questions now. See,
working
you're pointing out something. You're pointing out the abstract that makes the question undeniable of the isness business.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, once you get, but now that's not going to help shit, Shinola, or you until for you it becomes an R-ness.
Okay.
And that means you're going to get into it to a point where it's something you want to create. We think that's wonderful. It's something you want to hold in your hand. We think that's wonderful. It's something you want to have a practical application that puts you dollars and donuts ahead of anybody thing else on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
But see, information, just like you, is arrived in a vacuum.
Information arrives in a vacuum.
Yeah.
Give me an example of information arriving in a vacuum.
The chip body.
Chip body's a vacuum?
Fuck yeah. Get on it. We'll pull you right in.
Well, you say humans aren't using their chip body. Does that include me?
Uh-huh.
Chip
body's using you.
Okay, so you're saying the dynamic of the chip body using me is going to illustrate to me this phenomenon of capturing light so that I can...
Well, not light, impulse.
In the
no,
source
no,
of...
No, 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 don't leave that.
I'm developing that, the impulse.
No, just hold on, just hold on. Okay, we're going to call on the resting soul of Dr. Dean. Dr. Dean!
Yep, present, Dana Conifor.
Tell us about impulse or impulse polarity.
Well, I could look it up real quick and act like I knew something, but I haven't got a clue.
That's good. It's a
what
butler
was the phrase?
With a pipe in the library.
The Dobbs again, the butler with the pipe, and that's not a
impulse
pipe.
Polarity.
That's a metal pipe, Chad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The butler with the pipe. What's the phrase? Fuck this.
Impulse polarity. The lightning impulse flash over voltage on clean and polluted blah blah impulse.
Okay, those are the words. Come on, words.
I like those. Okay,
say lightning, Carolyn.
Yeah, it's just I Googled it and just these words. Some study that they did on the effect of impulse polarity on the flashover voltage of polluted cap and pin insulators. Wow. So
let me give you a warning, Sid. Over the last 2 weeks, every fucking session has been hijacked, private session, and directed at Carolyn.
Really?
people are sitting there saying, what the fuck are we talking about this for? I just tell
you. No,
so
Chad.
So here we go again. Sorry, Chad. You'll just have to try to keep up any way you can.
Well, Chad wasn't using it, so we thought somebody should.
He is using it.
It applies.
Yeah.
So now if you now have some words, do you have anything else on impulse or energy or polarization? Because this all affects what number one's doing.
Well,
Carol, I got something. I was reading a little more technical explanation of the neutrino discovery that seems to be going faster than the speed of light, and they call the neutrinos pulses.
Uh-huh.
So I was just thinking this pulsing thing, impulse polarity, pulse. So I'm just bringing in the word pulse.
Yeah, good. That'll apply because if there's okay, you look all that up right now, please, Dr. Dean. Chad.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Chad. Okay.